A dire warning from a nation that sees itself as being backed into a corner.
If Australia keeps participating in the United States' military, economic and diplomatic pressure against North Korea, despite our warning, it will not be able to avoid danger.
North Korea has issued a warning to Australia, threatening unavoidable disaster if the country continues to support the US and South Korea's, quote, military provocations towards the North. A spokesman for North Korea's foreign ministry, via a statement from state media agency KCNA, says Australia should stop blindly following the invasion policy of its so-called ally, that's referring to the United States. The spokesman says if Australia becomes a frontline base for an invasion of North Korea, it would be tantamount to a suicidal act. But Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the warning will have the opposite effect.
North Korea's threats will only strengthen our resolve to find a peaceful solution to the tensions on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea is entirely responsible for the rising tensions through its continuing illegal ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs, threatening strikes on other nations in the region, and in defiance of numerous United Nations Security Council resolutions.
Now, the warning comes in response to the Foreign Minister and the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, emphasising the need for further diplomatic pressure on the North during a visit to South Korea. Senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Dr. Malcolm Davis, told the ABC North Korea is trying to use the visit to intimidate Australia.
Oh, obviously, they're exploiting that. You know, the fact that you had Julie Bishop and Maurice Payne at the DMZ in Panmunjom. I think the North Koreans watched that. I know because I've been to Panmunjom myself, and you know, you stand about 40 or 50 feet away from the border, and across the border there are North Korean soldiers watching you. So yes, they are using the Foreign Minister and the Defence Minister's appearance to, shall we say, try and split the US and Australia by intimidating us, and we shouldn't give in to that sort of intimidation.
On Sunday morning, both sides of domestic politics swiftly condemned the warning from North Korea. First, Defence Personnel Minister Dan Tehan told Sky News the North needs to abide by sanctions imposed by the United Nations Security Council.
If they did that, then the rest of the international community would look to work with them. If they don't, we will continue to support our allies, the South Koreans, the Japanese, and everyone else who is threatened by this unpalatable behaviour by the North Koreans.
And Labor MP Ed Husic accused North Korea of inflaming an already tense situation. However, he hinted that Australia shouldn't blindly follow the United States, telling Sky News Australian foreign policy should reflect the best interests of Australia.
I think Australia's foreign policy should reflect what's best for Australia and what positions us strongly, particularly within our neighbourhood, within the region. Obviously, we've got a long-standing friendship with the Americans, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't have differences of opinion, as you know, friends would. And I think it is important that we, as I said, you know, do what's right for the country first.
Former South Korean ambassador Richard Bronowski has also warned about the conduct of the United States. And he told me the government should acknowledge that escalating tensions on the peninsula aren't just coming from North Korea, they're coming from the United States as well.
Sticking to the American line that this is all North Korean provocation, I think, is wrong, because the Americans have been just as provocative by insisting on holding joint military exercises in South Korea, by having a huge armada of ships and nuclear bombers drifting up and down the east and west coast of the peninsula. It simply provides the leadership with an excuse to drive home their propaganda that they're under siege and under threat from the great evil United States.
But after returning to Canberra from South Korea, the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop didn't give any indication that Australia would be rethinking its strategy.
Its behaviour is provocative, illegal and threatening. And Australia will continue to work with allies, friends and partners in a collective strategy to impose maximum pressure, diplomatic and economic, including sanctions, on the North Korean regime so that it will change its behaviour and we compel it back to the negotiating table. We are determined to find a peaceful resolution to the rising tensions.
Now, on that last point of finding a peaceful solution, Richard Bronowski told me the Foreign Minister is right on the money.
the hopeful thing about it is that she's emphasised about four times during that interview that we're looking for a peaceful solution. I suspect that she's just come from South Korea, and I think she's probably been got at very much by these South Koreans who emphasised to her there must not be a military exchange on the peninsula because millions of people would die. I think she's taken that to heart.